That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
RPGO. Yeah. She says she in love, what's that? Trust, what's that? Us, what's that? Yeah. I'm married to the gang, don't be playing games. Only bringing flowers to the homie's grave. She says she in love, what's that? Trust, what's that? Us, what's that? Yeah. I'm married to the money, don't be playing games. Only bringing flowers to the homies' grave. Red Ferrari seats, all my homies bled out on these streets. Makeup on my sheets, makeup sex, stress. Hope she leave, reaching for my keys. She like, where you going? Stay with me. Hate to see her beg, she don't want me dead. Posted on the block, when it's war, ain't no warning shots. Bullet hit his top, all his homies ran his body drop. You can't have my heart, but I promise you be in my thoughts. We don't go on dates unless I bring what keep me safe. I promise you, you don't gotta stress, it's gonna be okay, yeah. Okay, I'm lying, living day by day, just don't waste my time. Is you here to stay? Don't pay attention to the shit you hear him say, man. Can't press for wine. Life is like the movies, baby. Pray you don't use me, baby. Pray they don't shoot me, baby. Only way you lose me, I've been feeling loopy lately. I keep it on me, I don't use the safety. Nah. She say she in love, what's that? Trust, what's that? Us, what's that? Yeah. I'm married to the gang, don't be playing games. Only bringing flowers to the homies' grave. She say she in love, what's that? Trust, what's that? Us, what's that? Yeah. I'm married to the money, don't be playing games. Only bringing flowers to the homies' grave.
Fuck a bitch, I don't trust no bitch with my government. Fuck a friend, I don't want no friends with no open hands. Count my bands, all alone at home. Don't you call my phone, everyone that I ever known. Ask me for a loan, leave me alone. 44 Stallone, get that nigga gone. Raging boy, this not paid in full, but I kill my own. Yes, I love you cause you black, but don't love your ass like that. I will put you on a shirt if you fuck me out my racks. Cherry app, down the app, hold you app. Average. Louis bag, Gucci bag, you got baggage. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. I will never give my money to a bad.
Hello?
Dairy Ev, Locust Ev, how you average?
Hi.
Welcome to a special edition of Off the Rails with Anna and Blitz, affectionately known as Blummel. We are currently doing our show just only on Twitch, right?
We're also on BAR.
And BAR, fantastic. We thought we would come in since we don't work anymore. No, I'm just kidding. Bubba is currently in Indiana right now doing his thing with Larry Plummer. I haven't been following that too closely, so I hope he's having a good time. I'm pretty sure he's there.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything, so I'm assuming everything's going fine.
Right. As I look into the camera and into the us live on Twitch, I realize that this looks like a cry for help. Because as you can see, those that are watching the show, welcome. My black eye has gotten worse a little bit, as
black
you can see.
Eye.
Yes, just my one black eye, not black guy, though there have been many of those jokes going around, but my black eye is progressively getting worse. I think it's turning around. Yesterday it was pretty black and blue. It doesn't hurt at all. Didn't hurt when I got it. Doesn't feel swollen at all. When I touch it, it doesn't hurt at all. But it does. It's not a good look for us. I'll just say that. It's not a good look for us. But I also feel
it just shows that you learned. You didn't need to be told twice.
Yeah, because I only have one and not two. But I can't help but feel like a badass, even though it, because in my mind, like I do jujitsu and everybody knows I do jujitsu. But then when you go to Publix or you go to the gym or something like that, whereas there's just people that don't know you, it's just not a good look. Like, a woman with a black eye is not cool. Guy with the black eye, very cool.
Could be cool.
I think it's very cool when you see a dude with a black eye and you're just like, man, that is a rough and tumble dude. He either gets in fights, he's a fighter, he's not afraid to stand up for himself. And I'm thinking there's going to be a one-to-one correlation, translation when you're a woman. But then I think probably not, because not a lot of people in terms of the population do jiu-jitsu or any sort of combat sport. And even fewer women do that sort of thing. So, but anyways, I've been enjoying the double takes. I've been getting a lot of double takes where someone will like catch my eye and then they like, what? What's that? Mm. They're a little bit confused. We went to the gym this morning and there were a few of those. At Publix, I went to Publix yesterday and there was a woman who gave me a very strange, affectionate smile, as if to say, like, everything's going to be okay, kind of a smile. Like, she saw me in the produce aisle.
Okay.
And she looked forward, and then she did a double take, and she saw me again. And
did you
she,
ask her to pay for your groceries?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
I didn't. But she looked at me again, and she just gave me this very warm, tender smile, as if to say, like, you can reach out for help. Help is available to you if you need it.
Yeah, a few people said Bubba posted some stuff, but I'm looking at our Facebook and our YouTube. I don't see anything.
Are we in a hype train right now? Because I feel like we are.
Well, does it say hype train?
I think it does.
Well, then, yeah.
Beep, beep. Honk, honk. All aboard. Thank you guys very much. This is great. Because we haven't been at work for the last couple days. So any hype train, anything we can get, we is very, very much appreciated. So thank you very much.
I guess he has posted on Facebook. I don't use Facebook, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's really reserved for the boomers and sub-boomers,
yeah.
Which Bubba falls into that. He's not a boomer. He's an Xer, but he's just right on that cusp almost.
Yeah,
so.
The same Facebook. I've been watching YouTube, but I haven't seen him post anything on YouTube. But I guess he posted some stuff on Facebook.
The only thing that I saw posted or that I like noticed was the Alex Stein Impossible Burger, which I still have yet to watch.
Oh, yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah. No, I did see that, but that wasn't like a live. That was a...
No, like a scheduled post.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I'm sure he's having a great time. Him and Larry Plummer and Mary Lou and Merch Crick always seem to have a great
Jay
time
Costeco,
together.
Jay Costeco, 2,000 bits.
Woo! Thank you very much.
I can also call out PayPal, but I don't have access to Venmo or Cash App or any of that, so I can't call that out. But if you do send PayPal, I will shout that out.
Yes, thank you very much for all of the contributions. We very much appreciate it.
Make sure you guys are subscribed to.
Yes, subscribe to everything that we do, whether it be YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, the likes, the subscribing. The being a daily downloader, that all helps us out and helps you out because we can create more of the content that you guys want to see. So thank you very much. I feel like it's just to kind of, well, we're almost in level 4 right now.
Yeah, my eyes are getting bad.
My eye is getting bad.
I can't even tell. Somebody just cheered 1,000 bits. I don't know.
We really help each other. We're
BPR
really...
Meta Nerb 22.
We're really a good match.
I got my font set like so tiny too on this chat, so that's probably part of the reason.
Yeah, Blitz and I are a very good match because I am nearsighted and you are farsighted. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Right. I always forget which is what it is. Like, if you're nearsighted, does it mean you can see closely? I think it does. I think it means what you're good at. So I can see things close to my face. And Blitz can see things far away, so we help each other out. Level 4, 43%. Let's go. Beep, beep. All aboard. Yes, thank you guys very much. But I've been doing a lot of the jiu-jitsu lately, and I'm always hesitant to say that I might be getting better.
Yeah.
There was this girl who has recently joined our gym, and initially I didn't like her because she would ask and say really weird things, and I thought she was being rude, and then it occurred to me yesterday that I think she has autism.
Like, what was she asking?
Well, first off, she beat me one time, and she said that she was a little rusty.
But was she Jimmy Jam 227 that donated 500 bits?
Beep, beep! All aboard! Level 4, let's go! Thank you guys
Jimmy
very
Jam.
Much. It's very awkward when someone annihilates you publicly and then they let you know that they're rusty. It's like, what does that even mean? Like, you just beat me, but you could beat me better? Like, I didn't understand what she was saying. So I was like, that's off-putting. Is she trying to be like a dick? I don't know.
Eat More Coleslaw says, is she always asking for high five, Girl Scout?
Yeah. She definitely doesn't have Tourette's, but I didn't want to be around her because I was like, this bitch is fucking like rude.
Bubba on me for life, 2,800 bits.
Thank you very much. Are we almost there? I feel like we might be on the cusp of completing this hype train.
Well, there's no such thing as completing a hype train.
Well,
anymore,
I mean, to the standard we're used to. Right.
We're on level five right now. Mm. So. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you guys very much. So it was a strange realization yesterday when I go, oh, I don't think she's being a dick. I think there's a problem in her brain.
Sorry to keep interrupting you.
That's okay.
Susan Poitras, $25 cash money.
Let's go. We're almost to level five, or completing level five, that is. But yeah, so yesterday she was saying something, but she was saying it to literally everybody in class.
Okay.
And it was very odd. It was very strange. She kept saying over and over again, because twice a year we have like a ceremony. Feel free to interrupt me with the bits.
Yeah,
if you
okay.
need to. Twice a year we have a ceremony, like a belt ceremony, a promotion ceremony. Once in July and once in December.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept going around to everybody telling them that she was going to be at the December promotion to support us. Hmm. And I go, why are you belong to the gym? You would just go because you're going to get promoted. But she somehow made this distinction like she's not part of our gym, but she's going to go there to promote us. And she would say it unprompted. So we'd be doing an exercise and in the middle of it, she'd go, oh, I'm going to your guys' promotion because I want to support you guys. And we'd be like, what? We're like, it's October. It's not for another 2 months.
Yeah.
And by the way, the promotion isn't like a week-long intensive. It's an hour and a half. Like, I don't understand why you're...
Well, did she mean that, like, she's going to be there even though she's not going to get anything on
I don't
belt?
Know. Because she's there enough where she now belongs to our gym. Like, you're not just visiting, you're taking three times a week. Like, I see her there all the time.
But it's a belt ceremony, right?
A belt and stripe, like any sort of promotion.
Right, but like, if she's not going to get one, and she's there to support those that are.
Yeah, but it's also a potluck just for everybody who goes to the gym.
Okay.
That's why I was confused. It's not like we all know who's getting promoted. It's just like, even if you got nothing, you still go.
Okay.
Because it's like a gym, like it's like a kind of a...
Like a little party deal.
Yeah, Christmas potluck promotion deal.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So she just kept saying that. She said it to me, and I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then you know, there's a lot of moving and shaking, and you get different partners. Then I overheard her saying it to somebody else, and then I overheard her saying it to somebody else. She just kept repeating it, and I'm like, what we're not even talking about? What's going on? And then it occurred to me, I think she has some form of autism, and then I felt bad because I was kind of a dick to her. Like, I would ignore her and stuff because she would, like, the first thing, when she said that, when she beat me, when she annihilated me with an armbar and then told me she was rusty, I then, were like, you know, noted in my brain, fuck you, I don't want to ever partner with you again.
Yeah.
And then she had the audacity, and then yesterday she got on a kick where she was asking every single person in the class their age.
Jimmy Jam, 227, 500 bits.
I think we just...
That did complete the hype train.
We just completed level five. So we'll continue to shout out bits, of course, but we have now completed the hype train as far as we consider it. So thank you very much. But yeah, so yesterday then she decided she was going to go around and start asking literally everybody in the class what their age was, which is like, if you're talking about age and it kind of comes up, like, no problem.
Yeah, or if she's like one-on-one with someone, happens to bring it up one time.
Yeah, like, oh, my birthday's coming up. Oh, really? How old are you? That's a natural way to ask someone's age. But to just start, you know, again, like a non sequitur, we're like doing butterfly guard and all this sort of shit, doing passing from half guard. And she's like, how old are you? And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like... I just said, I'm old. I'm 35. Like, I don't lie about it or anything.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, my God, that's so young. And I'm like, oh, you're mentally handicapped. That's why you don't know how to respond. And then I go, oh, well, how old are you? Even though I know, because I had overheard her before. She goes, I'm 20. And I'm like, stop. I was like, stop. Like, why are you don't? you pretending to tell me that I'm young doesn't make it makes me feel worse because now I know you're just lying and you're just saying things. And I'm, you know, not that I'm any more graceful socially, but at least I know how to read a room. Mm-hmm. And if someone was like, if I did that to somebody and they're like, oh, I'm 60, I'm like, oh my God, you're so young. I would like never say that. I would just go, okay, that's your age, enough. So it was just very bizarre, very strange, but I felt bad that I was kind of mean to her because if I don't like you, I'm not mean to you. I just completely ignore you. Like you don't exist. And so there were many times where she didn't have a partner and I would just, and it would make sense because we're both female, we're similar sized and I would just go partner with like someone twice my size. Like I didn't care. I was like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be partners with that chick. I hate her. But now I felt bad because I'm like, oh, there's mental issues. So that's what's going on there. If you're at all interested, and not, you know, this isn't, I'm not Kim Kardashian or anything like that. I'm not being paid to say this, but if you are in the Tampa Bay area and you'd like to try something new, I highly recommend, you giving jiu-jitsu a try. It's a fun thing. It's a great way to let out a lot of aggression in a controlled setting. You will probably get hurt, but that's part of the fun. Clearly, you get battle scars like this. You get to know what it feels like to really not get choked out in a sense where you know everything's going to be okay, but in a way where you really test your limits. How much can you endure?
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, I mean, there was a girl who was she basically sat on my head for a minute and a half, and she's heavy. She was not a light chick. She's got some chunk to her, and she's a lot better than me, and she's stronger than me because she's just got more mass.
Yeah.
And she was sitting on my head and pulling my arms in ways where she was choking me out with my own wrist and stuff like that. And it went on for so long that she even stopped mid-roll and was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I was able to breathe, so I thought I would continue. And it's really interesting, the conversation that goes on in your head. You're like, can I endure this? Is this? And then there's just like a point, kind of like when you're going through a signal and they're like the point of no return. Like mm-hmm. if you're going really fast and it's yellow, you're like, I'm not stopping. Even if it turns red, like I have to keep going because just the velocity I'm at right now. There's just like a certain point that you cross where you go, okay, now I'm in trouble and there's no way out and I'm going to die. And then you tap, which is fine. But I never really hit that point. You got to really get to stretch that line a little bit and you get comfortable being mm-hmm. uncomfortable. That's pretty much the main thing. 813-90-BUBBA if you'd like to call in and contribute. We want to make this a little bit more of a listener intensive sort of thing. So I'll try not to talk the entire time, even though that's usually what happens. Your dog
Power Pig superhero, 1100 bits.
Woo! That's just fun to do. Blitz, you were a dog person. You're a dog person,
sure.
Right? Now,
somewhat.
I've gotten a lot of heat from things I've said in the past. I'll get to you, caller. Just give me a second to set this up. So I can upset people and then I'll be taking calls.
Sure.
I've gotten a lot of heat in my past for, you know, tweets that maybe weren't tasteful. They were timely, not tasteful. I've gotten in trouble for comments I've made about people with certain neurological disorders, you know, like, for example, epilepsy, just throwing that out there. But one of the things that I got the most heat for, but thankfully didn't get in trouble for management because, and maybe that's the next frontier of wokeness, but I said something about pit bulls one time that got me in a lot of trouble.
Oh, I've said some things about pit bulls as well.
And I said that they were, I said this when I was working at the Bone, and I said, yeah, pit bulls are violent dogs. And I remember, it's because we were covering a story about a dog attack, mm-hmm. and I go, let me guess the breed. And I was like, without looking at the story, and I was talking to Johnny B, and I was like, was it perhaps a pit bull? And he was like, yes, it was a pit bull that mauled a woman to death.
Okay.
And the phone lines lit up, and everybody started calling in and just trying to rip me a new asshole. I think there were even some emails sent to my boss about my stance about like pit bull owners were upset. Okay.
Yeah, because not every pit bull attacks their owners, just most of them.
Right. And here we are again, and I don't love to see these stories because kids have died. Babies are dead.
Yeah, but, lots and lots and lots of them.
Yes, but I came across this headline, and this is, again, I'm not happy that kids are dead. That's not good. But what am I going to do? They're dead, and I play a game when I read a headline that like this that says, dogs kill baby and toddler, injure mother at their home in Tennessee.
And you say to yourself, obviously, Chihuahua.
Right. It's not a corgi. I'll tell you that. It's not a corgi because you could just walk briskly away from them. But, well, maybe not the baby because the baby
can't
walk.
Step over them.
Right, right. So I go, let me scan this article because it's going to say pit bull somewhere. Now, the first half of the article, it doesn't say the breed. So I'm like, why are they trying to hide this away? Are they trying to go woke on pit bulls?
Mm-hmm.
But sure enough, when you scroll to the middle of the article, the two pit bulls responsible for the attack were euthanized by Memphis Animal Services, blah, blah, blah. So I ask the people, why are they mad at me? Is this like a new form of racism or something when you start calling out specific breeds and then you got to say certain things like, you know, God forbid you say it's a genetic thing. Because people don't like genetic determinism when it comes to people. They don't want you to say things that like, you know, this race isn't as smart as that race or this race is inherently more likely to be like this. Like people don't like hearing those things. And I feel like that sort of woke thinking has now transitioned into the dog world or the animal world. I know we're animals, but for sake of this conversation, let's make a separation between us and the rest of the animal kingdom. But I don't think that there's a problem. I feel like people who have pit bulls are very sensitive to this because they don't want to be considered monster owners and that... You know, God forbid, like this gives pit bulls a bad name. You know, it kind of reminds you when you're on there. Say there's like a natural disaster, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some looting.
Right.
Or maybe someone is killed by a police officer or not, but maybe. And then there's a lot of looting because you got to riot. You got to stand up to the man. And then they show videos of the looters and you go, oh.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh.
You have to understand, during a natural disaster, you need things like
Yeezys.
12 pair of Nikes.
Yes, exactly. You need these sorts of things. And so people get upset because people get upset with the observer for noticing patterns is what I've realized.
Yeah.
They're never mad at the people perpetrating the crime. For example, like... When I was I was here a few weeks ago, and I maybe ever so gently nudged the trash bin with my car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not mad at you for seeing it, and I'm not mad at the trash can for being where it was.
Oh, you're mad at yourself for smashing into it.
I was mad at myself for perpetuating the stereotype that women are shitty drivers. That made me mad. I took responsibility for that. I didn't blame other people for judging me in a way that they absolutely should have judged me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people really need to take ownership. So when they see certain people looting or they see certain people committing crimes or they see certain dogs doing certain stuff, don't get mad at me for noticing a pattern.
Well, that's...
Get mad at yourself or get mad at the dog or something.
No. That's not how it goes.
Right. So,
and I will say, like, here's the deal with pit bulls. Like, yes, all dogs will bite or whatever when provoked, but like, they don't latch on and shake like a motherfucker until like the thing is dead.
That and also just
and
the,
also go ahead. Sorry.
Also, just the anatomy of the dog. So, like, you have a Yorkie that latches on. Maybe it hurts. It's annoying. It's an ankle biter, but it doesn't have the jaw of a pit bull.
Sure, and also like. Yes, I have met and known plenty of pit bulls that are like fucking awesome dogs. Like,
of course, you know. Of course. And it sucks that it gives them a bad name, but you have to also understand that different breeds exist because humans wanted to pull out certain traits of these dogs.
Yeah.
Like certain hounds are really good, like hunters and mm-hmm. get vermin and shit like that. Other dogs are good protectors. German shepherds would, you know, herd sheep and cows and cattle and shit like that. So the dogs were designed in a certain way, or bred in a certain way, I should say, to accomplish certain tasks that humans
sure.
Found useful or needed an aid for something. Bless you.
I feel like you in here.
I know. Allergies. So don't get mad at me for noticing patterns is all I have to say about this. But I can't even recall a time where I read a story about a dog attack and it wasn't a pit bull. It just seems to right, always be the case. And like you said, not all pit bulls are bad, but it seems like the ones that go and kill all seem to be pit bulls, or most of them.
And here's why. Because, like, you know, the corgi that bites its owner doesn't make the news because the owner goes, ouch, and has, like, a couple of drops of blood.
Right, and just kicks the dog and everything's fine.
Yeah.
But these dogs were bred to be violent. That's pretty much their purpose. That's why they were bred in a certain way.
Speaking of dogs, I was at Lowe's the other day,
mm-hmm.
a week or two ago. Actually, it was before the storm, I think. I don't remember. Might have been after. They've got all their Christmas stuff out. Like, all the stores have their Christmas stuff out.
Did they skip Halloween? Did they skip Thanksgiving? Or do they not really even do those types
they
of holidays?
They do, but
I don't,
like,
frequent Lowe's, so I don't know.
They do. Oh, it's same with Walmart, same with Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
So, they have their Halloween stuff out, but, like, they don't wait anymore. Like, it used to be they waited until Thanksgiving.
It was usually the day after Thanksgiving, and then it's full-on Christmas.
Yes, but now it's, like, full-on. So, I saw something I put on camera earlier for you.
$59?
Yeah, it's a cheap one.
What the fuck? Why is it that expensive?
You realize that, like, the decorations are, like, some of them are multi-hundreds of dollars a piece, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know, because I don't decorate anything. Because I don't really understand it, although I appreciate it. My roommate Reagan has taken upon herself to seasonally decorate our house, and I absolutely love it. But I would never do it myself. Like, I appreciate being in the presence of things like that, but I don't have a knack for that. I have no interior design sense. My interior design sense, and Blitz can attest to this, is cleanliness.
Yes, nothing and clean.
I like nothing. And I like the things that we have to be clean and organized. That's what I like. Clean walls, clean spaces, clean kitchens, clean bedrooms, beds made, dishes done. That's
now,
what I like. That's
now,
my interior design.
I actually enjoy decorating for the holidays. I don't go crazy, but, like, I like to have a few things up here and there.
Yeah, you'll have, like, an inflatable skeleton or some shit.
Yeah, so I if I remember in the next few days, I'm going to put up some Halloween stuff. And then for Christmas, I put up, like, usually a smaller tree, a fake tree inside, and a few inflatables outside. Like, I don't go crazy. I don't put lights everywhere. If I had my own place, I'd probably go a little more crazy.
Now, why do you do that? Does it bring you joy? Do you like being festive? I get the Christmas tree thing, because that's beautiful. Like, it's actually, like, a really nice piece of decor.
Yeah.
But, like, inflatables?
I think they're kind of cool.
Okay.
Because mine are all, like, airplanes and helicopters and that kind
of
stuff.
Of course they are.
I saw one the other day that I got to get. It's another one. But it's, like,
it's an airplane?
Yeah.
It's like, an airplane Christmas deal or just a...
Yeah, it's an airplane Christmas. It's like Snoopy flying an airplane.
Okay. That makes sense.
It was like $250 though.
Jesus.
So I'll probably wait till next week and get
it. Yeah, never, never. Now the stuff that you do find for Christmas that's out in Lowe's and Walmart, I mean, it's Walmart, so it's not that expensive to begin with, or maybe it is, but
yeah, they're not cheap.
Is it discounted when it's available early?
J. Costeca, 10 subs.
Thank you.
Gift the 10 subs. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
No, when it's out early, no. It's the day after Christmas when they put it on sale, which there's very few things left at that point.
Right. So I guess it's more of just like a supply chain issue, if you will, where if you wait to the last minute, everybody's bought it up, so it's not available anymore.
And Bubba Army for Life, $25 cash.
Thank
money.
You very much.
PayPal.
So what is the benefit? Just to get it done?
Well, here's the crazy part. So, like, the inflatables and things like that, a lot of those, so, like, Lowe's has Disney ones.
Okay.
Those will be gone in, like, a week or two. And that's it for the season. So if you want them, you got to go buy them like now.
Huh.
So, because their goal is by the time Christmas rolls around, have all that shit gone so they don't have to re-inventory it, put it on discount, blah, blah, blah. So
I see. But it goes quickly. So it's not like you got plenty of time. You need to buy that shit up.
I mean, like the regular $30, $40 small little Santa Claus trinket, whatever, like they'll have a ton of those.
And it is interesting because, again, I don't do Christmas, but it seems like once you get all of your Christmas stuff, you're pretty much done, right? For like maybe a decade because you have all these decorations that you recycle every year.
Yeah, but there's new ones every year.
Right. I forget there's people like you that like to update their home inventory of stuff.
And also, they do like go bad when you leave them out. They like the material itself like becomes more porous, so it doesn't hold air. So then you got like you have a Santa Claus that's going rah, rather than standing up, going ho ho ho. It's going oh.
Inflatables are relatively new, right? I didn't see them around until about 7-8 years ago. They started popping up. I'm like, what the fuck?
They've been around for probably quite a while, but like they became popular 10-15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I think I like more of the traditional sort of. The plastic manger scene versus like a big inflatable
thing. Here's the problem, though. You could have a 6 foot tall, big, huge Santa Claus that's inflatable. It's really cool. It waves and does all this cool stuff. When you're done with it for the year, you deinflate it, let it sink down, put it in a little box about that big. The big plastic manger bullshit you got to store somewhere because it's a giant plastic fucking manger thing.
I know. But just aesthetically, this is what I like to see during Christmas. And I'm a big fan of Christmas now as of 2 years ago.
Okay.
But I like the traditional. I like the icicle lights. I like more of the like yellow, white lights.
I like white and blue.
Yeah, I don't mind. Of course you do. I don't mind the colors, but I really like the imitation of snow, of icicles. Like that, okay. I think, is the prettiest. I even like it when they have a bunch of hedges and they put it on there. Sure. Like that's really, really nice. That's really, really beautiful. If we're talking like picturesque, you can see into their giant mansion. They have a big window and you see just a giant like 8 foot Christmas tree. Gorgeous. And then
a giant 8 foot Christmas tree.
Is that not that big?
I wouldn't call it giant, but okay.
Maybe 12. Is that better?
That's giant.
12 foot Christmas tree just covered in, but not overkill with like the cheap ornaments, but you know, more lights and a few select not expensive, but not the cheap plastic bullshit. Okay, something that looks nice. That, and then also, and I know this is crazy because I don't believe in God. I don't believe in any of that Christian, Jewish, Muslim bullshit. I don't believe in any of it, but I do like the manger scene. There's something about it that's like, this person gets it. This person knows that Christmas isn't just about, I mean, they don't, but
yeah, exactly.
Isn't just about the commercial bullshit in the Hallmark movies. This is about our Lord and fucking Savior, Jesus motherfucking Christ. Like, so they get it.
As far as like decorations goes, 10-ish years ago and before, if you had a lot of that, I'll call cheap plastic shit, it was cool because you could have lots of it.
Right.
But nowadays, the cheap plastic shit is cheap plastic shit. Especially since they don't really make a whole lot of it anymore. So, like, the stuff you do have is old. So, like, Santa's red hat is now kind of pink because it's been out in the sun for a few years.
Right.
So, the plastic stuff's kind of, eh. So, like, the people that have the mangers, it's like a little, they actually built, like, a little wooden structure and stuff. Like, that's cool.
I like that. But and you wouldn't think that I would, but I do.
See, and I don't.
Hmm.
I like themes. I like the music.
The theme is Jesus. What are you talking about?
No, it's not.
It should be.
No, it's not. I don't like the religious stuff, the manger scene and all. Like, I'm not a huge fan of that.
I like things.
Road toe is, though.
It's weird because I'm so unconventional and non-traditional. I know you are as well. But I like things that are traditional and that are conventional in a sense. Like, for example, and I've said this to you multiple times, like we'll drive by a church and it has that, like it used to be a movie theater, it used to be a Kmart. I don't like the fucking strip mall church. Like, that sucks. But when you see like a beautiful, like the church that the Diacos go to,
yeah,
it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah,
this giant church with the, like, you see the stained glass and this, what is it made out of? Like cobblestone. I don't know what people use to make things.
Marble and shit.
Marble. Like, it's just a beautiful piece of architecture. Even if you don't believe in any of that shit, and I sure don't, but just the fact that it looks like a church. If I'm going to go to church, no, I want something that looks like a church.
I agree.
You know?
Roto 0093, which is Rudy.
Rudy!
2,500 bits and then 301 bit or 300 bits. So 300 bits. Thank you, Rudy.
Give that a horn.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But yeah, I have an appreciation for things that are, forget about even just conventional or traditional. I think it's more to me just, I like things that are historical. You know this.
Like,
so
the church,
I like
the church thing I agree with, but like I don't know. I don't
Something that has history, that it's like people, you know, slaved over and built with their own hands and they crafted this beautiful thing for God that's not even real. I like that shit.
Okay.
I like it. Let's take a call as promised. Hello, who's this? Thank you for joining us today.
Hey Anna, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Quick question. I called for one subject matter, and it kind of...
I know, we transition from pit bulls to Jesus. That happens sometimes.
Yeah, you said, you know, give us a call in, and I'm not going to talk that much, and I spent 20 minutes...
I'm sorry. I did make a note saying that I probably will, so, but I'm sorry. Here we are, we made it. What's going on, Dave?
No worries. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to call and say, you know what? I was very happy to see my notification that you guys were on the air.
Awesome.
And it was like a little sort of gift, you know, when you're like reach into your pocket and you find an extra $10. That's like, you know,
Hell yeah, that's nice.
So this is like a little kind of gift, and I like it. I was very very happy, very very
cool.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and waiting and telling us that. I appreciate that.
No problem. Bye.
Yeah, now I feel bad. Sorry about that. 813-90 Bubba. I'm sorry if we go a little off the rails. It just happens sometimes, you know, it does. I do want to talk about this, and we were kind of talking about this on the way over here. And I'm not really one, and I know you aren't either, to get involved into celebrity gossip and pop culture. But the person who's involved in this, it's not really a scandal, but situation, is someone that is very near and dear to the Tampa Bay area and to the Buccaneers, and that's Tom Brady. Okay. And it seems like when you are at the like status of celebrity that he's at, everything you do from what you eat to when you shit, people are interested in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for him, it seems as though he is probably going to get a divorce. Which is sad. It's sad to any divorce is sad unless, you know, someone is getting abused or something like that. But when a divorce happens, I mean, I feel like on some level it is a failure. Is it not? Like when you build something, you have something, you try to keep something. And I'm not saying divorces are always bad. Sometimes it's the best decision you can make, no doubt. But when a divorce happens, it is it's sad because it's kind of like you failed in some regard. And I know there's been lots of speculation as to the reasons why they're probably going to. And again, it's not even 100% that they're going to get divorced, but it looks like they are. We're not really sure why. People have said Giselle's mad because he continues to play the football, but as we were discussing on our way over here, it seems to be that people that are defined by what they do, it's very hard for them to let go and go in a different direction when it's all that they know. So, and we were kind of talking about a local radio dude, Jack Harris, and you were kind of giving me a history of him because you've lived in Tampa a lot longer than me. And he's 83 and he's still on the air. And you're saying, I'm surprised that he's still on the air. But then, and it's not like radio is football. So obviously you can do radio a lot longer.
Yeah, he's not like hurting his body.
Right.
You know, being out there.
But I think on some level, it's really, really hard for anybody who does a craft that they're A, good at, and B, not just get a lot of money. I honestly don't even think... I don't think that money's not an issue, but I think it's more of just the status that comes along with being a celebrity football player or athlete or whatever. you can't let that go. That's all you know how to do is do the football.
And the problem is, though, especially with something like football. Now, radio is the same when you get to an age where, like, you can't remember anything. But, like, right. You know, Tom Brady's not going to get better with age.
Right.
Like, he's, you know, unfortunately, he's only going to get worse from here on out. Now, he might be still, like, it might be a tenth of a percent worse for the next few years. But, like, he's going to get worse. He's not going to get better.
Right.
So the longer he plays, the worse he's going to look.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people would call for kind of what I would call a Seinfeld finale where he's like,
514. Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of people would call for what they say, what I would call like a Seinfeld finale where.
Never seen it.
I understand. But he ended when he was on top.
Okay.
He was at the top of his career. He didn't want the show to be remembered as like, oh, seasons 1 through 10 were awesome, but then 11 through 12 fell off, and then he just had to quit because it sucked. He was at the top of his game. Seinfeld was at the top of his game, and he made the decision to call the show, to end it. And people were like, why? It's fucking good. Everybody loves it. And he's like, I want the show to be remembered for being like one of the greatest sitcoms of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of understand that. And I get why people do that. And yeah, Tom Brady may get and inevitably will get worse for him, but he's still in a league of his own. So even if he's playing, and I'm just throwing numbers out there, even if he's playing at 50 because he's, you know, gifted or takes extra great care of his body or genetics or whatever the case may be, even at 50, he may be better than most players in their 30s or even 20s. But for him, he will continue. You're right. Will continue to get worse. And again, we don't know all the reasons for why he's doing it. Is it glory? It's like, does he need to end with a major win where he gets another ring? I'm not sure what's mm-hmm. driving him. But I feel like that happens a lot with people who identify themselves by what they do. And I think that that can be problematic. Sometimes you can't create a separation between what people think you are or how they perceive you and how you perceive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody does that to some degree, but I also think it's healthy to try to separate yourself from that in the event that, like, for example, if I got fired from this job or for some reason I wasn't able to ever do radio again, my vocal cords were cut or whatnot, I would have to go carry on. But how do you do that if you have identified yourself as like a radio personality or an athlete or whatever? So just interesting. But I wonder how that's going to shake out, because I feel like it's not going to be good. And this is his second divorce, I think. And I'm not saying that he can't get women. Obviously, he can and blah, blah, blah. But even if you can and you're fucking killing it and you're Tom Brady, a divorce is still sad when your wife is just like, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's still sad.
But how do we know that he doesn't want to be with her?
Well, the article I just read, it says that she was steering the divorce. So, again, this is all just speculation. But it sounds like it's more her call than his. I don't know,
right. But
that's all I can say.
I mean, it could be one of those, like, you know, if you really want to be with me, you'd stop playing football. And he's like, fuck that, bitch. I'm going to play fucking football. You do what you want. Fucking divorce me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Then she's steering the divorce because he's like, go do what the fuck you want.
Absolutely. We don't know the details, but it is.
Because she could be a fucking raging bitch at home, like.
She could.
Yeah, but she could be an angel, but she could also be just a fucking bitch.
Yes, she could. It could be that.
And he's like, I can't wait till she fucking leaves. God
right,
damn.
Right, right. We don't know. We don't know the details, but it's interesting. And it's interesting how everybody is interested in that. Even myself a little bit. I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I find myself in getting it, not involved, but wanting to know especially when you're somewhat attached to characters. Like, for example, you like to listen to Anthony Cumia and Gavin McGinnis, right? That's like a show that you like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if somehow...
Compound Uncensored.
Yes. And if somehow Gavin just stopped going on the show, you'd want to know why.
Sure.
You know, because you've attached yourself to these people. You've become accustomed to listening to them. And when something goes awry, you become interested in the inner workings of the relationship of the people that you're following. And that is exactly what happened with me. I know you are not a fan of one Tim Dillon, but I've listened to a lot of Tim Dillon, mm-hmm. like hundreds of hours of his podcasts and him on other people's podcasts and his stand-up, which, to be honest with you, he's so much better as a podcaster than he is as a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I think. But his producer, who's been with him since day one, quit. And if you ever watched Tim Dillon on the Tim Dillon show, it's just him and his producer, Ben, unless they have a guest. They recently had Louis C.K., so I listened to that one this week, actually. Or he'll have, like, you know, Chris DiStefano, Giannis Pappas, like random comedians. But it's if there's no guest, it's just him and Ben. And Ben fucking quit. And it's crazy because Tim is definitely on the up. Like, whether you like him or not, the guy is killing it. I think it's come out he's making, like, I think it was like $125,000 a month on Patreon alone. Like, he's doing very well.
Well, Stretchy No Pants just gave us 1,000 bits.
Woo! Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And so I know that Ben is being paid handsomely for his, I mean, I don't know 100%.
I was gonna say, you don't know that.
I don't know that, but
you would assume so.
Well, they haven't said numbers, but like Tim has said that he's paid well, and Ben has also separately said that he's been paid very handsomely, and they're doing really well. So obviously, you know, I'm sure both of them are making a great living doing what they do. But Ben left, and thankfully, there are people who are just as avid fans of myself, and there's some like Patreon episodes, and one of them got leaked, and it kind of somehow details the moment that Ben decided it was over, because that incident happened, and then a few days later, he's like, "I'm fucking done." So it's really interesting if you're familiar with the show. Ben is kind of a whipping boy. And
yeah, Dark Match She says it. I loved watching him talk down to Ben.
Yeah, some people liked that. It made me very uncomfortable at times because he truly was really fucking mean at some points to Ben over and over again. And I just...
What did Ben actually do?
He didn't do anything. He's
okay,
just
what I thought.
Kind of a whipping boy. And he's,
okay.
His personality is he's extremely agreeable and he's very nice. He's not very funny. So there's also that, like when you have a bunch of funny people,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's usually just him and Ben, but sometimes there are other people there. But if you have someone like Ben or like Tim, who's like really like funny and good at getting jabs in on people, then you have Ben who just like can't defend himself. Like that can be amusing to watch someone. It's not like a fair fight.
Because like, like you said, I don't watch it that often. I've only seen a few episodes, but like it basically seemed to me like he was just there to be there. Like.
He was the giggler.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Well, he was the producer, and he put the clips together, and he'd pull up things like, you know, if Tim was talking about something on YouTube, like Ben would pull it up. But he was like the Jamie, but Jamie does. If you're familiar with Rogan, Joe Rogan, Jamie, I think it's Jamie Vernon, whatever. But Jamie's not really a part of the show ever. He's never on camera. He doesn't really interact. Joe is never really talking directly to Jamie unless he's asking him to pull something up. It's always a guest. But but on camera, it was basically just Tim talking, and then Ben would either pull something up, giggle, or say, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very curious as to know why Ben decided to part ways, because it seems like what other project are you going to latch on to where the person is like on the way up to being one of the greatest?
It seemed like a cush job.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like because it was just Ben and Tim, and I'm sure there's like, you know, agents and stuff like that, but it was just really a team of two, that's more money for them instead of having to pay for a video guy and a this guy. It was pretty much Ben just did everything and Tim was just the talent. So it seemed. So Ben walks out, Ben leaves, and I find this leaked tape of like what happened.
Okay.
And of course I listened to, there were three parts, so the whole thing was like half an hour, so of course I listened to the whole thing, and it makes sense that at some point money is not the most important thing. It's really just respect.
Oh yeah.
And if you're especially a man and someone is making you feel like just this beta bitch every single fucking day, at some point you just crack, and apparently Tim offered him a bunch of money to, again, this is all conjecture, but Tim offered him a bunch of money to stay, and Ben was just like, fuck you.
But I wonder, like, you know, you hear all these things like, oh, well, he paid him well. He offered him a lot of money. Like, I wonder, I want numbers. Like,
yeah, so do I. But, and you're not going to get them.
No, of course not.
So I don't know. And that could just be a fucking lie for all I know. But all I have is what they say.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of money could be like, hey, I offered him another $100 a week. Like, well, that's not enough to fucking right. stay if you hate your job.
Right, right. And I don't think those were the numbers. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But he did a separate podcast with his buddy Ray, who used to be on the whatever Tim did after Ben decided to leave. Ray Kumpf, if you're familiar with this character, who is he's a ridiculous man. He's giant and he has like a lisp and he's just he's hilarious for all the wrong reasons.
Okay,
but him and Tim like mesh well together. So they were just kind of discussing what happened, and Tim was like, I offered him a bunch of fucking money. And it's kind of like you, where, you know, Ben just knows the system. So to bring someone new on, it's like you have to teaching a new person, all that
right.
stuff is very costly in terms of time. And, you know, is it going to be as good of quality as it was before? Like, Ben just knows the system, like Blitz knows the BRN in that sort of sense.
As an outsider looking in, their setup did not look very complicated.
I'm not just talking about like the setup, but in terms of just like it's just a job that's very routine, and okay. he knew how to do it. He knew where to pull the funny clips. He was just like he just knew how to do it. So to teach anybody a new job, and especially one where mm-hmm. it's that your entire livelihood is based on posting and gathering clips
gotcha.
And just making sure that it's the right clips and exactly what he wants. And they just know each other really well. So he knows what Tim likes, what Tim doesn't like. So just like getting in a new relationship. Now you have to like learn this new person. This new person's going to have to learn you. They mm-hmm. may fuck it up, whatever. Sometimes you just want a giggler. Like Tim just yeah. wanted someone who just sat there and giggled and didn't push back. Like, what if this new guy decides he wants to fucking start talking more, you
yeah.
know? So it's just like there was their dynamic worked for Tim, and obviously it wasn't working for Ben, but it was really funny because Tim mentioned what happened with Ben to Louis C.K. because he just did an episode with him.
Okay,
and Louis was like, "Oh yeah, I knew he was gonna." Because Louis listens to their show, and he's like, "Oh, I knew he was gonna quit the whole time." He's like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." He's like, "You know," and he just gets tired of being the whipping boy, and even though you know it's a joke. At some point, it turns into a shoot, and you're just like, I don't want to fucking be a whipping boy anymore. So
right.
he left, and my good friend who also watches the show, she sent me some screenshots from like Ben's social media, and was like, he's working on other projects. It's like I feel like he's never going to
who Ben is.
Yeah, yeah, and Ben got on at the perfect time because it was like. Tim felt very indebted to Ben because Ben was like, you're going to be big. And he was there when Tim started just, you know, filming him with like an iPhone, you know, mm-hmm. from the beginning. And that sort of relationship is, you can't recreate the rise to success together, you know?
Right. So Ben is doing other things now too, or?
Well, he just claimed that he left because he had some other, he's working on other projects.
But does
but
he do any other podcasts or anything?
Like no. But it's like he had another opportunity, or maybe he was looking and just, you know, got a new job somewhere. But it just goes to show how much respect means to people that at some point they're going to crack and they're just going to go, fuck it, like
well,
take your money.
Part of respect is also money. And I'm willing
absolutely.
To bet, I'm willing to bet that like if Ben was around that long, he probably thinks he was more important to the operation than he really was and
yeah.
probably deserved more. And I bet you he was thinking, well, if Tim offers me, you know, half or some, you know, some crazy number, which he probably doesn't
yeah.
deserve. But like Tim probably offered him, you know, another few percent. And he said that there's no way. He just thought he was worth more.
Yeah, there's that. But I feel like there's also an element of like, and I could be wrong, but I think this is probably how Ben felt, was I believed in you when no one else did. And I decided to, you know, kind of go through a rough patch with you in the sense
right.
of like, we're going to go through some hard times because we're not going to be making money at the beginning.
Right.
But I believe enough in your talent that like kind of the Mrs. Maisel thing with the manager where she's like, you're fucking talented. We're going to be making shit money for a while.
Yeah.
But at some point you're going to get your big break and then I'm going to ride that wave with you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He didn't think he was getting paid enough for having to put up with the bad times.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But you kind of also made an added statement that, like, he doesn't deserve that money. So I'm saying that, like, maybe he thinks and feels that way because he kind of is owed.
Right. I'm willing to bet he thinks he deserves, you know, not necessarily half, but, right, like, a large portion of the money.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't.
Because he's not the talent.
He's not the talent.
Right.
Now, again, we'd have to know numbers.
Right.
But, like, you know, he's probably owed more than Tim wants to pay him.
Sure.
You know, and there is something to be said for, hey, I was there when you were shit, and
we were not making money
and
together.
And I took shit because I believed in us, because, if we started making money, I was going to get a nice cut of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee that's what it is.
Yeah. And that could be it. It could just be a breaking point because, as Dark Match Steve said, he was often just to the point where it was, like, painful, but I feel like Tim's audience, and I'm part of that, but Tim's audience likes to see someone just cut into somebody all the time. And they're like, yeah, get them. But I'm like, it's not fun when the other person can't defend themselves, you know? Like, with Anthony Cumia and Gavin McGinnis, they're pretty evenly matched in terms of intellect.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
like, them going back and forth and, like, maybe creating jabs, you don't feel like anybody is really the victim because they're both kind of equally matched.
No, and they're real good at, like, all of their jabs are clearly in fun. Now, it might be putting the other person down,
mm-hmm,
but it's clearly for,
right,
comedy.
And they are both, in some way, comedians, even if it's,
yeah,
not like stand-up. They're both, like, funny
absolutely,
men.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah, but Ben is not funny, and he can defend himself. But what I did like hearing that leaked clip, because Ben finally stood up for himself.
What happened?
And he was like, fuck you. Basically, it's a convoluted thing, but I'll get into it. So, are you familiar with Nelk, like the Nelk boys?
No.
Really? They've had, like, Elon Musk on their shit. They're, like, pranksters. You, if you saw them, you'd, like, recognize them.
I'm not a big fan of pranksters.
I understand, but it's, like, the Full Send guys.
Who's that?
Okay. Anyways. So, it's a pretty popular group, Canadian-American group of guys that are, like, pranksters. They do their own things, and they also do shit together.
Okay.
But one of those guys, I guess his name was, like, Steve Will Do It or something, and he was getting like ads on Tim's show.
Okay.
So Tim, he was getting money from Tim, and Tim was promoting his podcast or his shit, whatever, on YouTube. And I guess the Steve Will Do It guy got demonetized on YouTube, and that was his entire livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Steve Will Do It and Ben had an inside joke that Steve is racist. So on Steve's, like, one of the platforms that he's on, Ben just wrote, "You're racist," on the day that he gets, like, demonetized from YouTube. And Tim was like, "Why the fuck did you do that to a guy that was giving us money? Like, can't you read the room? You know, that's an inside joke."
Oh, okay. They were giving Tim money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. You said the other way around.
Oh, sorry. No, Steve Will Do It was giving Tim money.
To promote
his podcast.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, then he gets demonetized off of YouTube, and he's making, I think, like, millions of dollars from being in Nelk and,
yeah,
the YouTube.
Yeah.
And so Ben wrote, "You're racist," on a comment board. I don't know, YouTube, whatever it was.
Okay.
And it got, like, 3 likes. Like, it didn't, like,
nobody saw
no
it.
No one
really
saw it. But besides the point, Tim got mad at him. He's like, "Why the fuck would you do that to someone who was, like, our sponsor,
mm-hmm,
and giving us money and someone that we actually
true
consider a friend?"
It's true.
Absolutely. But so he says that, and, you know, Ben was like, "Okay, I get it. You're right. My bad." And Tim just kept going. And he's like, "I get it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that I did that." And then it got to the point where he's like, "I'm so sorry that I'm a horrible person. And I'm like, yeah, fucking R and, like, all this sort of stuff." And then Tim got mad at him for trying to flip it around and become the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, "Okay, well, I'm sorry." Like, everything he did, Tim got mad at. So then he's just like, "Oh," and then he's like, "Okay, well, I'm not sorry. Like, fuck this. Like, I made a mistake. Stop bringing it up." And he's like, "Why are you being so acerbic? Like, why can't you take criticism?" And he went on for, like, fucking 30 minutes. And Ben was like, "Dude, like, move on. Like, we mm-hmm get it. I've said fucking sorry. I get what I did. But, like, you keep fucking bringing it up. Why do you keep bringing it up?"
Right.
So, and then you just see them kind of, it was really interesting to kind of see them go into periods where it was a serious fight, and then Tim would try to bring it back and make it like more light,
mm-hmm.
but still like digging into him, but trying to make it funny. And everything, like Tim, like Ben could have said like, fuck you, and also like, I'm really sorry, and Tim would have found a way to get mad at him to keep talking about it. And Ben was just like, so I'm playing ultimate offense and defense, and I'm just getting shit on from both sides. He's like, leave me the fuck alone. This is bullshit. Anyways, but it was just an interesting sort of interaction because you could feel that there were a lot of undertones of like, this was had been building up for years.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then they split, much like Brady and Giselle will split. So. It was just, there's a lot of ending of relationships, I guess, during the season, which is not the time. The time to end relationships is clearly in the spring, and everybody knows this, because then you have summer to whore it out and do all the summer stuff.
We're in Florida.
I understand, but we still think seasonally. We still think, even though, like for example, this weekend, there's all this, like, pumpkin patch shit going on.
Weekend.
No, it's this weekend.
No, next weekend is Kevin's big pumpkin patch.
Oh, he's doing that?
Yep, next weekend.
Oh, I didn't know.
You gonna go?
Yeah.
Yeah, will you?
Oh, fuck, I can't.
Oh, you won't be there.
Yeah, and we'll get into why in a second. But just going back to that point just before we leave it, even though it's hot in Florida pretty much all year long, except for like maybe 2 or 3 days, nevertheless, we still do the pumpkin stuff. We still do the Christmas stuff. We still do the Easter stuff, even though we're sweating our dicks off the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Kevin's thing, we didn't know if he was doing it.
He is.
And it's, I imagine, the 15th?
It is the 15th.
Which is a Saturday, next Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, I just closed it. Damn it. It's the 15th.
Oh, man, I feel really bad. Now will be the second year that I can't attend.
You're good at that.
Yeah, I'm good at...
I probably won't be there either, actually.
Yes, you probably won't be there either, which would make me feel much better if both of us don't go than if one of us goes. But you... might be going to Atlanta?
Probably not, but maybe.
Okay. And I will be going to Savannah.
Pumpkin giveaway event. Come join for the fun, food, drinks, pumpkins, and so much more. Saturday, October 15th from noon until 4.
I mean, that's pretty short notice, right? Like, when did he make that post?
Yesterday.
Right. And
22 hours ago.
And usually with the pumpkin stuff and the Christmas stuff or the St. Patty stuff, he usually starts advertising months and months in advance.
Yeah, we were questioning a few weeks ago whether he was going to do it or not.
Right.
Me and you privately.
Yes, and also Susan Poitras came up to me when I saw her last weekend. I was like, is he doing the pumpkin thing? And I was like, I haven't seen
it. She actually mentioned it in chat earlier, too.
Oh, she did? Okay, great. So she'll probably be there. I hope a lot of Bubba Army goes and shows up because it is a lot of fun. The one time I did go during the carpool COVID pumpkin deal.
Oh, that's right.
Even that was fun. Even that was fun. So when it's not all COVIDed out, it's even better.
So yeah, here's my because you're going where?
I'm going to a bachelorette party in Savannah, Georgia.
And I'm either going to fly to Atlanta for the day, or. Go to camp with the guy I camp with and ride four-wheelers all around.
I think either option is a good one.
Yeah.
It will be fun for you and doing the things you like, either planes or camping,
yes.
Four-wheeling, that sort of deal.
And did we talk about on the air about, I found a flight basically where I can leave in the morning and come back at night, same day.
I'm not sure if we said that on the air, but go ahead.
My options are, I just want to go somewhere. Atlanta's a cool airport. I think we did talk about it, but Atlanta's a cool airport.
He's going for the airport, folks. For those that don't understand, he's not going to Atlanta to go see something other than the airport.
Right. I have some credits, especially on Frontier, that I have to use within, like, I don't know, probably 60 days now.
What is it, like $100?
Yeah, it's like 80-something.
For round trip?
I have an $80-something credit with Frontier, and the round trip is like $89.
Perfect.
So, yeah. I would basically go, like, there's a flight that leaves early in the morning. It comes back at night. I could, like, I don't have to buy a car. I don't have to pay for a hotel. Like, I could basically stay at the airport or right around there and just chill. Like, mm-hmm. That's cool with me. Not to pay for luggage because, you know, whatever. Just bring my backpack.
That's
or stay one night, maybe two, but probably just one at the hotel at the airport.
Okay.
Get a rental car, drive around the town.
Absolutely. I think that I think you'd love that. Have you been to Atlanta before?
Driven through it, but never not, like seen never it. Stopped. Nope, never stopped.
Never been to the airport.
Never.
Okay. So that would be fun. Yeah. I am next weekend going on a bachelorette party. I've never done a bachelorette like weekend.
It's fun, let me tell you. I do them all the time.
I bet you do.
But my regret, 314, thank you.
Yeah, I went to like one bachelorette deal 2011, and I was definitely a sympathy invite, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
It was a girl I went to college with. We weren't that close, but we were in the same group, but we were like on opposite ends of that group, okay. Sort of a deal. And she was also in San Diego, and they're like, you got to invite. Anna is living in San Diego. Like, you have to invite her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like, God damn it. All right. Come on. So not only did I get invited to the bachelorette party, but inevitably got invited to the wedding as well, which was cool. So yeah. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Carlsbad, and I lived in, it was in my city. It was 10 minutes from my house. So for her not to invite me would have been really fucking shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was cool. But I've never, like, gone to like a destination and then had a weekend and then had an itinerary. I always say that word wrong. Itinerary,
mm-hmm,
of events that will be taking place. And I'm a little bit concerned about the price because I've already paid for the flight. I've paid for the Airbnb. So that's okay, which was very expensive, by the way. Not the flight, but the Airbnb was, I mean, I think I spent over $400 for two nights, which
for how many
for
people?
A share. I mean, here's the thing. I actually lucked out because there was originally five of us, so we did the math, and some were staying three nights, some were staying two.
Okay.
I was staying two, so I paid less. But then one of the girls just dipped out, so now there's down to four.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's asked me to pay more money to cover because I don't know if that girl wants her $700 back.
Right.
I'm not asking questions, but
I mean, if you prepay and you're part of a group and you dip out, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So she dipped out for good reason. It's hurricane related and shit, but
sure,
nevertheless,
but
like, the money's been paid. What they decide to do with it, I don't care. I'm not paying any more fucking money. Like, for me to pay like $600 for two nights is insane.
Because you've paid your portion. Like, had you known up front, hey, you know, it's $900, you probably wouldn't have gone.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, you're like, $400, like, okay, fine.
Right, right, exactly. So I'll be going to Savannah next weekend, and we got a lot of activities.
You're flying up and then hitching a ride back.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm flying up, and then I will be driving with the bride back down. So that is awesome. Like,
that'd
I
be cool, yeah.
Couldn't ask for a better situation. It's not like I have to go back and forth to the airport, and they're picking me up from the airport, mm-hmm, so it's just absolutely perfect. So
cool.
I'm very excited about that. But, you know, the restaurants and of what we're going, which restaurants we're going to, and the drag shows we'll be going to and everything.
Oh.
And I'm looking at all these things, and they don't look cheap, boy. They do not look cheap. A lot of them, one of them was like a southern cooking kind of restaurant. I'm like, I guess I could get a potato.
Yeah,
like, there's not a lot of options for me, which is fine. I don't need people to, you know, cater to me and, you know, what I'm all about. Because I'll always find a solution. I'm always like, give me some potatoes with a little bit of lettuce. Like, whatever. We'll figure the fuck out. No problem. And because I've been working so well on my intermittent fasting, if I have to go a few more hours without food, I'll be fucking fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. I'm not going to die. So I am very excited. But now, because there's only four of us, it's just going to be the bride and her two sisters and me.
Oh.
Which is interesting. And I haven't met either of the sisters. So it's going to be just like kind of a family affair plus one.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And
and you're not like really super close with the bride. Like, you are, but you're not like, I mean, you're friendly, but you're not like
besties that
hang out.
Yes. I'll say that I was somewhat surprised to be asked to be part of the bridal shower or bridal party.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Like, we're close in the sense that every time we see each other, it's like,
awesome.
It's great. It's awesome. We have great connection, banter. We know each other pretty well. But I only see her like maybe two or three times a year at most.
Yeah, yeah.
So especially now. So, but I'm excited to go. It should be fun. And I remember, and this is kind of my own fault, but I was thinking, you know when you get in moods and you start throwing ideas out because in your head they seem like a lot of fun. And then when they start to materialize, you go, oh, wow, that's actually a lot more money I would have to spend. I'm a fucking moron. So as many people do during bachelorette parties, because, you know, I used to be on the gram. I see the things and the tumblers and all that sort of shit where the blogging, where people post about the bachelorette parties. And it seems like there's always a themed night of some sort. Whether it's like space cowboy or cowgirl, or, you know, you all wear fucking whatever. I don't know. The bride wears white and everybody else wears black or some shit like that.
Right.
So I asked, I'm like, oh, is there going to be like a themed thing? Like, are we going to do a themed night, thinking like, oh, I could find something in my closet for like a black dress or whatever. And she goes, oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, we should do that. And then I didn't hear anything for a few weeks. And then I asked again on Monday because I was going to go to Target. So I thought maybe I'll ask if I need to pick anything up. And then all of a sudden it was like, yes, I'm so glad you brought that up. I have actually decided that we're all going to be wearing sequin dresses with wigs.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, because those are two things that I would have to buy. Yeah. Damn it.
But at least you could use them all the time.
Right. And then I'm thinking like, fuck, I don't want to buy a sequin dress, like a shiny spark. First off, that's not that it's not my style. Like, who cares? But it's not like I would be wearing that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So there's that element where I was like, I'd be spending, what, $50 for a dress I'm literally going to wear one time.
Yeah, no shit.
And I'm already buying a dress for the wedding because I'm a bridesmaid. So I was like, and then a wig, and the wigs that they were kind of showing online are, you know, $20-$30. They're like, oh, this is pretty cheap. I'm like, that's not $6.99 is cheap, not $30. So we did a little bit of finagling around, and I was able to just work. She's like, if you just want to get like a top, that's fine. You don't have to get the whole thing. So we figured it out. I'll be spending $20.
Okay.
Maybe 22 tops. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But I am excited. I'm excited to just be a girl out, and there will be brunch every fucking day.
Oh, shit.
Did I mention there'll be brunch every fucking day? So I'm very excited about that. So I can brunch and just be a drunk mess. So that's fine. I'm gonna have a nice, sober, wholesome weekend, or half the weekend's already over for us, but we still have Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to stay away from the booze and then just kind of save up for the bride's, for the bachelorette party. And that's the plan. And that has been what? Have I been rambling really for an hour and a half? That is pretty freaking crazy.
Now we need to go find somewhere to eat.
Eat! Are we going to where we said we were going to go in terms of the region?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Let's go.
Can we go? What time does the sun set?
When the sun goes down.
Oh.
Mm.
Perfect.
Eight?
No.
Seven? Nine?
Well, I'm going to say, let's take a guess before we go. I'm going to say sunset is 7:16.
When I said seven, you said no?
No, you said eight. You said eight.
Oh.
That's definitely not right.
7:09.
Yeah. We're getting close to winter, so days are getting shorter.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you guys so much for the hype train, for our heavy hitters that donated and contributed. We appreciate you. The guy that called in that waited 20 minutes to tell us he was happy that we were doing a show. Thank you for waiting, sir. Appreciate
Dave.
It.
Was it Dave?
It was Dave, yes. It was Dave. Blitz, thank you very much for all that you do on and off the show.
Absolutely.
And I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend.
Sorry
and
about
we will...
the black guy.
Yeah.
Next time you'll listen.
Yep. Because I only have one and not two, right?
Yep.
That's the joke. But have a great weekend.
She's
we will
a quick
see you.
Learner.
I am. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Yep. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.